brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're into the third hour. Forgot to ask John Harmon up at the network. Do we have Bob Chapman? We do have Bob Chapman with us. For everybody holding on a host of different comments and questions and points, Jeff J., Jackie, Pat, China, Wild Man from Texas, we're going to be getting to all of you. So much is going on. But Bob Chapman, boy, I tell you, this currency devaluation is accelerating. We have the head of the World Trade Organization coming out and talking about 1930-style collapse and, quote, protectionism. We've got Bernanke trying to blame China for what's going on, but the Federal Reserve has led the way to devalue globally as the world reserve currency with the dollar. We've got the revolt against TSA now, no doubt the biggest story in the world, only getting bigger. We have to, you know, we just tapped into the anger here 3 weeks ago, but it's clear this show launched it. Our listeners did. What an amazing time to be alive, Bob.
Well, it certainly is, and as you know, I've worked for over 50 years on this project, and I was saying to Judy this morning that we're finally getting results after all those years. I must have 15 or 20 videos in my link section for tomorrow's issue on TSA alone. I mean, there's so many stories out there of people getting fondled and the outrage. As far as the WTO is concerned, they're terrified that this is the end of the game for them. And quite frankly, it is. Because the currency war, as they call it, is going to move next to what Brazil did recently, and that is penalize 6% of the money coming in for anybody who brings dollars in to purchase securities that give off dividends and interest. And that's going to spread around the world. And the reason why is when the dollars go in, they create inflation. And these countries get enough inflation as it is. The next step will be tariffs, and the tariffs will put the WTO out of business, which I think is terrific. And, in fact, I've been writing about that today in regard to the 1930s and the outcome. And it's coming. And that means NAFTA and CAFTA and, of course, SHAFTA. And then WTO, which has been with us since 1986, and we started off with the trade and tariff rules of 1962, and they've spent a lot of time bringing this together, and I don't think they ever thought that it would bring about the destruction of the World Trade Organization.
Well, that's the heart of globalism, is internationally controlling trade, controlling currencies. And they've been able to consolidate and get the power, but now as they try to get even more power, people are realizing they've engineered it.
That's right. And, of course, your programs and programs like it and all of the stuff that we put out every week is reaching all over the world. And I thank goodness that we are. And as far as Bernanke blaming the Chinese, everybody's to blame. Everybody's been doing the same thing since the end of the Second World War, and even before that, when the Treasury Department in 1934-5 set up a subsidiary called, I can't think of it right now, but anyway, they have a subsidiary, and in that subsidiary, which they funded, it's funded the Exchange Stabilization Fund. The Exchange Stabilization
Fund. Stay there, Bob. Come back with the Exchange Stabilization Fund, where you see gold and silver going. Phone calls, Rick Perry wanting to put troops in Mexico. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Chapman, there's a lot of economic news out there that I want you to go over. I want to get into the gold and silver markets, where you see them going, the type of manipulation we've seen the last few weeks. Also, the huge announcements that they do want to cut Social Security. They do want to start a VAT tax, starting with something unpopular like Coca-Cola, soda pop, things like that. So all that's going on. They are announcing they want to start taxing the pension funds. I mean, this is insane. The austerity is here. So give us the big picture. But first, finish up with that organization you were talking about, trying to, quote, stabilize the currencies, and what's really going on with this fight between the U.S. and China.
Well, in 1934-5, the Exchange Stabilization Fund was formed within the Treasury Department. And it's, right now, it's probably got close to $1 trillion in it. And they go into the markets, and they do what they want to do with currencies. They also use swaps to do the same thing, which I won't go into detail on. But essentially, we give five other countries money, and they give us their money, and we all go out and manipulate the market. The heat is really coming not only from China, but from Russia and Brazil and other countries that are big traders. And they're saying, look, we don't want your money coming in here, number one. And number two, we're going to continue to adjust our currencies as we see fit. So there's no meeting of the minds there whatsoever. The G20 was a good example. They couldn't get together on anything, another non-event. So it's going to go into tariffs on goods and services. And it's something the United States needs because we've lost 8.5 million jobs in 10 years. There's 432,000 companies left the country. We've got transnational corporations that are America-based that are taking all their foreign profits, $1.7 trillion right now, and putting them in the Cayman Islands. They're not paying taxes. 5 years ago, they got a tax holiday, and they were able to bring back $350 billion or $500 billion to the United States at 5.25% instead of 33% tax. I mean, all kinds of shenanigans have gone on. It's time to put it to rest, to an end. You were talking about taxes on soda pop. What's going to happen next if they get that passed? They will put a special tax of probably 15 to 20% on restaurants and dining out. That's usually the course that's followed by those who do that, those countries. What were some of the other things you mentioned?
No, I mean, really, the VAT to expand out into cars, refrigerators, and this is in federal control and tracking of all commerce. That's why they're cracking down on garage sales, on cupcake sales, on people selling eggs or tomatoes on the side of the road. It looks like they're going to pass. It's passed out of committee. This internet censorship bill, I forgot to get to that. That's huge news today. They looks like they're going to pass the Food Safety Act that goes after the farms and ranches. I mean, they are hitting us with everything right now.
Well, they certainly are. And those are very visible. And during this lame duck session, they're shooting for the Food Safety Act, which you just mentioned, coming out of what was it, committee?
Yes.
Yeah. And then followed by the Arms Limitations Treaty, which they're very, very anxious to get passed. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The DREAM Act, which is the pathway for citizenship for illegal aliens. And there's no end to it. I mean, we're fighting like mad that we do have some big issues. And I think the biggest issue that's really hit the hot button of people is the TSA issue. But I think what's coming right behind that is the Federal Reserve issue, because they have to use the creation of money and credit to keep the economy going until they decide they're going to pull the plug. And during that process, they're going to have to, over the next 2 years, and I said this in mid-May on this program, they're going to have $5 trillion, 2.5 and 2.5, for QE2 and QE3. And that'll carry them through the next election. What'll happen after that, I don't know. And in the interim, we're going to have lots of inflation, and it may lead to hyperinflation as well. That means gold and silver are going to go right through the roof. I mean, they tried to hammer gold and silver down early this morning, around a half hour after the COMEX opening. They were unsuccessful. They banged it down about $7 or $8. It came back like a zombie, and they just can't kill it. And so next week should be a good week, in spite of the fact that Tuesday is options expiration for gold and silver options on the COMEX. And so we got a long way to go, and people should be taking advantage of working with Midas and getting gold and silver coins. It's not going to get any cheaper. And take advantage of getting that 1/5 ounce coin so you can get the international forecaster free of charge.
Bob, shifting gears into censorship, here's Wired Magazine. Web censorship bill sails through Senate committee. We've been covering this legislation for a year. We've read the subsections on air. But even this report admits that it allows the attorney general, outside of any court, any indictment, any charges, to shut down any website they wish at any time. On Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously approved a bill that would give the attorney general the right to shut down websites with a court order if copyright infringement is deemed central to the activity of a site, regardless if the website has actually committed a crime. See, no judge, no nothing. They just do it. The Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act is amongst the most draconian laws ever considered. This is Wired Magazine saying this, not us, to combat digital piracy, and contains what some have called the nuclear option, which would essentially allow the Attorney General to turn suspected websites off. So now we just suspect you. And here's another one. This is like China. This is a French news agency. Woman may be first in China persecuted over tweet. And she's being sent to a, quote, forced labor camp for causing disruptive social order, for basically criticizing the government. So that's what these Internet ID systems do that Microsoft and others want. I mean, here we are in America, and they're saying no judge, no jury, no proof of anything. We'll shut down your website. We'll shut down your ISP. We'll do it whenever we want for any reason. And you know, we go through this all the time on YouTube and other places. People will just file fake copyright stuff. It's not true. You know, there's law firms running around suing people for posting, you know, a couple paragraphs from an article. They're losing in court because it's fair use. I've seen that in the news lately. But the issue is that this will just say, it doesn't matter. The Attorney General's God. We'll do whatever we want. And this is what Cass Dunstein wants to do. They want to shut down the alternative media. And this lame duck group of criminals is doing this. We've got to get this repealed if they pass it. But it's sailed out of committee and has been bundled. And Reuters reports that both the food safety takeover of the farms and ranches is what it is. Nothing to do with food safety, written by Big Agra. That's set to pass now. It's got the votes. And they're saying this is set to pass. I mean, this is insane, Bob.
Well, it certainly is. It just reminds me of Wo ist dein Papieren? And in German, that means, where is your papers? And it's the same concept. You do what we want you to do, or we'll shut you down. I wonder what they're going to do about the ISPs that are outside the United States.
They are now,
good question.
They're now trying to sign an international treaty, which even Wired admits is secret, but was leaked a few months ago. Where internationally they're signing deals to do the same thing.
We can have world revolution.
Well, look, this information, liberty, the fight against the globalists is already the hottest thing in the world. As they try to squeeze and restrict it, people are really going to want it, and it's going to verify everything we've said. And then as the rest of the tyranny comes in and abuses everybody, it's waking up all the sheeple. They're the ones waking up the sheeple, not us. They're the ones coming out with brazen classical tyranny.
Well, you're certainly right about that, and they're kind of messing in their own stuff, and that's going to create a problem for them.
Did you see the video clip of Jay Rockefeller saying he wants to shut down Fox and MSNBC?
No.
Well, think about that. Think about that. You've got the mainstream media who's being killed by the alternative media, and you've got the federal government and the corporate crooks that are being exposed, so they're in a perfect storm wanting to shut down alternative media because the mainstream media is being killed by us, the government's being destroyed by us, the corrupt people are being hurt by us. But then Rockefeller comes out and says, hey, don't worry, we're going to shut it all down. The government's going to program the media.
Well, there you have it. 1984. You will do what we tell you to do, and if you do not, we will incarcerate you. Just remember, we're going to have to fight back. And all you listeners have got to be listening hard about these things. You got to go to Congress with them and do what we can in the legal process. Hopefully we can stop them. And we're capable of doing that. I think that this TSA events could be very catalytic. You never know what things are going to turn into. And this particular action and concept that's being pushed and promulgated by government is nothing more than psychological warfare. It, to me, is the training of people to do what they're told, to, you know, go from one place to another, and you do what we tell you to do. And if we can break them on this, I think it'll be a big break for us, because Congress will be more apt to listen to what we have to say as a people.
And as the public has victories against tyranny, we learn that we can have victory against other forms of tyranny. And I've been saying that for 3 weeks. Now mainstream news is realizing this is a catalyst that's going to be bigger than the Tea Party. And they'll try to co-opt it. They can't win. Bob Chapman, stay there. Let's come back and take phone calls and get more in to the second American revolution against tyranny.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's that attitude of victory. We're in the right. An army of pot-bellied federal demons training us how to be slaves? They're only doing that ahead of taking your pension funds and everything you got and conscripting your children to fight for the New World Order Army. I mean, they see us as a product. They want to force vaccines on us, force Prozac, force aspartame, force fluoride on us. Now it comes out they've been putting uranium in the water, mainstream news, and covering it up, and it's just a minor footnote. We've got raving lunatic psychos running everything. Why? Because we let them. That's where psychos want to go. They want power over people. Normal people don't. That's why psychopaths tend to get in control in history. Bob Chapman's our guest, but we're going to go to Jeff J., Jackie, Pat, China, and others that are holding. But, I mean, it's really that simple, Bob, but you were finishing up with that point that this is a big awakening, and it's devastating. I mean, it's already cut air travel massively. And when you've got the – notice the pilots just said, we're not going to fly. They said, okay, you don't have to do the pat-down anymore. But then everybody goes, yeah, I never thought of that. Why does a pilot have to have his private parts grabbed and go through all this when we trust him with a gun and he's flying the giant plane that's a huge missile? It's baloney. Now, who watches the CIA? Who watches all these secret agencies? Nobody. But they're always getting caught shipping in drugs, every evil you can imagine, Bob.
That's completely true. But I think people are starting to think along those lines, where why are they doing this to us, and what should we do to stop it? I think people cutting back on flying is going to really do it. And if we could have a no-fly day, if possible, when no one goes to the planes, maybe these baboons in Washington will get the message.
Well, there's no doubt the enemy is trying to enslave us right now, trying to accelerate their program because they know that they're behind schedule and we're waking up. But I think that that's just accelerating our awakening.
Well, I agree with that. That two-edged sword that you mentioned earlier in the program. And for every action is a reaction. And we're reacting, and we're giving them a pain, a big one. And it's not only TSA, it's lots of other things. Unfortunately, we have this lame duck session, and I don't know whether they're going to be able to pass what they want to pass, but they're sure going to try. And we don't know what the new people in Congress are going to do until probably March or April. And will they be bought off, or how many of them will be, remains to be seen. They certainly know why they got elected, and that is to get rid of the person who was in there, no matter what party he was in, because he did the things that people in that constituency didn't want him to do.
Go ahead.
But I think that we've gained an edge on him here that we didn't have before, and I think we've got to use it to the utmost. And every one of these events that comes by, whether it's the Fed Reserve or Max Kaiser and yourself, I saw that tape, excellent, lets everybody go out and buy a silver coin or maybe lots of them. And if we can put J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC in a hole, they'll go under. And that would be terrific. And then silver would be $100, $200, $300, or $400 an ounce. And so you're all looking at making money by doing this and getting rid of the largest shareholder in the Fed Reserve, which J.P. Morgan Look, Chase, which represents the black nobility of Europe, and particularly the Queen of England.
Absolutely. And Bob, it's simple. If you sit on your butt as a spectator and let a bully squat on you and spit on you, you know things are never going to change. The globalists know how powerful individuals are. That's why they're always trying to tie us down and teach us we don't have power. If we just, all of us, start speaking out, getting angry, putting flyers out, calling into talk radio, calling Congress, saying no, you see a police checkpoint, get out and say this violates the law. And you know what? They might crack you over the head. So what? You know what? I mean, it's time to take action when you see tyranny and to realize it's a threat to you and your family. I mean, this isn't some good old boy boss hog corruption, as I've said many times, that we're facing. This is scientific, murderous eugenics. Folks, you ain't seen nothing yet if they get this world government in place. And I know your church is bought off and tells you it's a foregone conclusion, and Jesus is about to teleport you out of here. The people in Germany thought that, too. They thought it in Russia. They think it in China. No, we're going to have to face this head on. Okay, that's what God wants you to do. Get up off your hinds end and say no to evil. You're against abortion? Go protest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Man, I'm reading this web censorship bill. We've read parts of it on air, but even Wired says it's draconian. End of due process. The government just shuts down any sites they want. I mean, it's all happening. These people are so evil because we gave in to them. We rolled over. We need to start saying no. Don't you get? That's the thing about tyranny. People are like, I don't care if they're spying on me. What do I have to hide? What do they have to hide? You can't trust them to spy on you. They'll use it to hurt you. You know, I don't care if they control my paycheck, my bank account. Well, you can't trust them. It's not that we're good, so let the government tell us what to do. They're bad historically. I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman, and then we're going right to Jeff, Jay, Jackie, Pat, China, and others that are patiently holding. I wanted to tell you about a wonderful sponsor. It's Food Production Systems for a backyard or small farm DVD video with bonus resource CD, and it covers it all. Section 1, overview, why we began this journey, soil types and climate and homestead. Number 2, water. Number 3, garden. Number 4, rabbits. Number 5, home butchering. Number 6, poultry. Number 7, work dogs. Number 8, perennials, orchards, food, forest. Number 9, other essentials. Everything you need. This is the best video and CD I've ever seen. $25 for both of these, $24.95. Go to backyardfoodproduction.com, backyardfoodproduction.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. Great information. When you take vitamins, even high-quality organic-based vitamins, not synthetic, you pass most of it. They're still good. But when you take a superfood like Interfood, it's unpasteurized. It's 20 superfoods. Go read about what goes in their main product. They got a whole line, discounts for Alex Jones listeners, at enerfood.com, interfood.com. You absorb almost all of it. My wife loves it. She puts it in the smoothies for the children in the morning. When she blends those, after they've had breakfast, they like a little smoothie as their dessert. Then we get them all the vitamins and fruit and stuff that way. They think it's ice cream. I think they're listening. Don't tell them. They love the smoothies. The point is this is great. Interfood.com or give them a call, 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238, interfood.com. Also, speaking of high-quality storable foods that last more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in your garage or attic like at my house, super high quality, made fresh every week. I mean, they're making it all the time. All grown in America except for the bananas. No GMO, no hybrid, no garbage. It's all available at eFoodsDirect.com. They're the big daddy. They're the patriots. They've got the best prices. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. There are other good outfits out there, but you don't know them. I haven't had time to investigate them, and I've bought a lot of crud over the years until I found eFoods Direct. So you know they're a good company you can trust. I'm certifying it. On my Scout's Honor, they're awesome. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Okay, and lastly, I have been so busy on air, I haven't even been plugging the fact that we have an online video bookstore. And until Christmas, we're offering all of our best-selling, most informative titles, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, all of them. Buy one, get three free. We got a bunch of other specials as well. Buy a video, get a free book. We have slashed everything to levels never before seen. Infowars.com. You can order online or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We've got Infowars.com, pocket knives, flashlights, ballpoint pens, bracelets. You want to advertise the Infowar? We've got license plate covers, and this stuff is all at close to cost. The pens, the bumper stickers, that's all just designed to get the word out. All orders, get free citizen rule book added, bigger orders, even more than one. Infowars.com or 888, they can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. And we couldn't do any of this without your support. I want to thank all of you that have supported us. We do this special every late November, December. It comes up to 5.3 months free. When you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's like 30-something bucks. Go to the front page of PrisonPlanet.tv. I forget, and blow up the lower left-hand corner that has the offer. It's 30-something bucks instead of 60 bucks. So it comes out to 5.3 months free when you get these 6.5 months or so. Or get a monthly trial membership, $5.95, and your PrisonPlanet.tv membership makes this transmission and broadcast possible. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I couldn't do any of this without you. We just keep adding more and more. Exclusive interview with Rand Paul, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, brand new, Tarpley, Smith, the expert on GMO, The Looting of America. We're adding a Dr. Kahn interview. We're adding a Dr. Blaylock interview. Those have been uploaded. They'll be up this weekend. We've added both my speeches from in high quality. From Santa Cruz. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, plus the live show, plus a higher quality commercial-free broadcast, plus the video archive, plus my book and Paul Watson's book out of print, and a lot of other great films. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, there's the plug. It's just they come to me and they go, we need to support the operation, Alex, so please plug. Plus, it gets all the word out and the info out. Look at the effect we're having. Look at the stories we're generating. We're beginning to take over the news cycle on so many fronts. This is scaring the system. Bob, we're not tooting our horn. You're not tooting your horn. We're having huge effect. And make no mistake, our names, we're getting demonized by the media. The hit pieces, they're in danger. Our treasure's in danger. We're physically in danger. We need people's support. We deserve the support, don't we, Bob?
We certainly do. We stick our necks out a long way away, and we usually don't talk about it, and practically never. But the financing is very, very important for Alex, and the more he grows, the more information is going to reach more people throughout the entire world. We're not the only ones who've got these problems. Look at the demonstrations and marches and confrontations in Europe. They're going on every day, and we don't even hear about them, usually. Alex picks them up, I pick them up, but not many people do.
Well, they'll have millions in France.
The world is thirsting.
They'll have millions in France or hundreds of thousands in Ireland or millions in Greece, and the media says a few thousand were out, but then you read the foreign news, it's millions. They lie.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I get those questions all the time when I do those overseas broadcasts, to the Marine Disquisition, and they fill me in on things I didn't know because they're on the scene, and I was even told yesterday that on the bases and the internet that is available to the military personnel is different than what is available outside. So if you go down to the city or out to the city and you go to a library and you start searching, you know, even in English, if you're in Europe or someplace, you'll find that there's all kinds of things on the internet that you can't get on the internet on the base. And so now everybody's going outside to find out what's going on.
Well, that's why they have geofiltering.
And that's because we woke them up.
Absolutely. Bob, one other point I wanted to make before we go to callers. This is on CNBC. Nearly one in five Americans had mental illness in 2009. No, they didn't. They're saying if you don't trust government, that's a mental illness. Or if you're upset, that's a mental illness. You're supposed to be upset. That's why you have this. I mean, it might be one out of 50 that really has a mental problem, and usually it's chemical from the medical doctors we've talked to. But now the government, if they can't get you in debt or get you working for the government or get you in one of their criminal justice systems, they want to get you in the mental system, and they're now saying they don't want 45 million Americans to be able to own a gun. They don't tell you that when they give you a mental designation so you get your insurance paid for or whatever, that 20% of the public's not going to be able to own guns now. I mean, this is incredible, Bob.
It certainly is, and it's moving on all fronts, and it's the things that they've been planning for years and years and years. That's what all those think tanks and foundations and all these groups that we talk about, that's what they've been up to with tax-free money. And here we are trying to fight them with one hand tied behind our back, and that's why Alex needs your help.
Well, just spread the word. Just spread the word. I mean, it's wonderful. We're having a lot of success. I just want to continue that. But it's time to wake up, folks. And this is the wake-up call here, ladies and gentlemen. These are pretty effective, actually. Is that making the microphone peak? I already broke one time, just barely patting it. All right, let's go to some phone calls here, ladies and gentlemen, with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm almost over this chest cold I've had, so I'm happy. Go ahead.
First of all, I just got to say, you know what? I think I'm glad you play Muse on your show. I think Knights of Cydonia should become your personal theme song, Alex.
That is a good song. I'm a big fan of Muse, and I know they're a big fan of us.
I just got to say, up in Canada, you know, our government's gone even more psychotic than yours. We've all got your back up here. You know, we really appreciate you being on the front lines for all these years. With this TSA thing, it's really got me concerned because I'm actually flying into the States for the first time in a couple weeks, and I don't want to go. So I had an idea, and I need your help with it. I think if we could get a couple Patriot lawyers together who are willing to donate a couple hours of their time to write up like a checklist in legalese to talk, to, you know, things to say to the TSA screeners in a legal format like that, don't touch my junk stuff, is just going to get you laughed at. If you go there with, like, the law written down on a piece of paper.
No, what you do is you let them grope you and you tell them no, and that makes them enjoy it more. And then you call the local district attorney and you demand that they indict them. They're not above the law. Look, they don't have immunity. I had the DA on. Their immunity is when they're in the right, just like I have immunity to kill a burglar in my house. It's not immunity. When I'm in the right, I'm immune. When they're outside of their little office, they're not even sworn cops, They are engaging in felony groping. They're going to get indicted. Do you realize how big that news is from those DAs yesterday?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. But the question I have is, should we be videotaping everything that goes on while we're going through screening now?
Well, let me tell you, iPhones are great, but we bought one at the office. It's a little, iNano. What are the little music players called? Yeah, Nano iPod. They've got them now that can store thousands of songs, but also have a little bitty camera in them, and you can just clip it onto your shirt, and the goons don't even know you're recording it all. But absolutely, you should record it all, put it on YouTube. Just 2 weeks ago, they were saying they weren't touching your genitals through your clothes. Now they admit they're reaching in the pants and grabbing many people's. Again, they try to stonewall, they try to lie. You said you need our help. What's your final point, Jeff?
Well, it's just, if we could get some, like a checklist of things to say, a way to body language, that sort of stuff, put it up on your website.
No, I say, just tell them it's wrong to grope me, it violates law, and then you just go to the DA after it happens, and you get them indicted. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, they've already, in 2 days now, they've got a whole bunch of airports. In fact, I have the article that major airport associations are saying, we'll do our own security, get out of here. See, it was never the law. The airports got invited them in right after the government staged 9/11, when they were all, ready to lick boots and do whatever they were told. Okay, so it's a power grab. It's all civil. That's why they threaten you with civil $11,000 fines. First it was 10, now 11, if you don't submit. It's all intimidation. Bob Chapman, your comments.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and as I said early in the program, it's psychological warfare to get people in a submissive mood that the government can do anything they want. And
yeah, get out of your trance. Wake up. Get out of the trance, folks. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Another thing, too, is I understand that there are 17 airports who have already opted out of the system.
Yes.
Now, why don't the rest of them opt out of the system? Then we won't have them in there to do those things.
But then the feds are going to go blow up a plane at one of those airports, so we have to expose the false flag terror and say, we're going to fly even more with the airport that you're bombing. I want to go to the airport where the feds are doing it, okay? We're not giving in to your terrorism, right, Bob?
Absolutely. We're fighters, and we want to make everybody else fighters.
I mean, seriously, you've got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting, literally, than you do being killed by a terrorist. It's ridiculous.
When I saw Ollie North back in 1984-85, before the Senate committee, talk about terrorism and Osama bin Laden, I knew then what the scam was going to be. And after that, I questioned him on it. And he just laughed and giggled and wouldn't answer me.
That's right, Bob. You've been very successful in business and also worked in intelligence for the U.S. government. And you want to finally tell your other Ollie North stories, or is that still secret?
No. They're not interesting.
I'd
rather hear what our listeners want to hear, because that's why we're here.
Hey, you know what I found out from a major magazine reporter, and I checked it last night, it was true. A major magazine reporter was here, and I was talking about Gary Allen, the book you helped get published, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, really helping wake me up when I was like 12, 14. I forget how old I was. I was real young when I read it. And he said, did you know Gary Allen's son runs Politico? Gary Allen's son runs like one of the hottest news websites in the world now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I haven't been in touch with him for 20 years.
Did you know Gary Allen's son?
Well, yeah, but he was young at the time. I didn't have anything to do with him. I just knew him. That's it.
Well, that's amazing.
I knew his wife better. But, in fact, when we published the Gary Allen report, I handed everything over to his wife. And I never took a dime out of it. I just let him keep the whole thing because I was making piles of money. And so I said, Gary, you need an income, so here.
At one time,
we had about 40,000 subscribers, so we did okay.
But at one time, you were also the biggest private silver and gold broker, right?
Absolutely. A stock broker, that is, as opposed to coins and bullion.
How much were you, what was your volume at your peak?
Well, I was in gross commissions. I was doing about I'm averaging about $300,000 a month, which is about, you know, $3.6 million a year. And I used to keep 65% of it, so I did okay.
And that was back in the 80s and 90s.
That was really between 1976 and 1988. With the top years, and they started to fade towards 88, and that's when I shut it down and retired, and which I really shouldn't have done because I was bored to death. Played golf and tennis, and I said, I got to use my mind. And someone says to me, well, why don't you start a newsletter? And I said, gee, that sounds like a great idea. So I did it.
And here we are, fighting the New World Order. I meant to get to all these calls. We're going to couple. Let's jam in one. Let's just skip the break. I'm out of control today. Skip the network break, please. Let's talk to Jay in Mass. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. You touched on this a little bit earlier, but I have a question for you now on the TSA stuff. If this is something that they opt out of and it's repealed and everything, doesn't that sort of play into the powers that be's hands where they could orchestrate another attack and then turn
around? Oh, no, definitely. They're going to blow some stuff up and say, see, we told you, now it's a proctology exam. And people will go, that's right, I'm so scared of Al-Qaeda. We have to point out, like Ron Paul, he got a better chance of dying in a car wreck, honeybee sting, football accident, slipping and falling. I mean, it's one of the lowest causes of death is terrorism. And then when you research it, most of it's government-sponsored. So it's at, but even if it was real, you know what? I'm ready to face the danger. It's a bunch of bull. I mean, there's 28,000 dead on the U.S.-Mexican border. And nothing's being, that's more than Vietnam every year. Okay, that's, this is incredible. But they're not worried about that. They just hype it up and, ooh, the terrorist. Look, he's got a turban on. It's all a delusion. I'm sorry, Jay, finish your point.
No, it just seems like, I mean, from my point of view, it seems like it's almost a win-win for them. Because if they do have to repeal it, they can just orchestrate something else and then almost heighten the terror. You know what I mean?
Yes. Bob Chapman, your comments on that.
Well, that's a hard one. Yes, they could turn it that way. But I think if we can stop them from doing what they're doing, whether it's through the airports dropping out of the system, in which they can, and as I said, 17 have already done so, and the latest one was Orlando. And we got to shut them down one way or the other. And whatever the response is, it is. I mean, you know, it's just like, well, the bully's after me, and if I punch him in the face, I'm going to get pounded. So what? If you fight back, he's going to say, gee, I better go pick on somebody else that's not going to take a swing at me.
It's incredible, Bob. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jackie in Canada. Jackie, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Mr. Alex Jones. I just want to say hi. I pray for you. I listened to you for the first time like 5 years ago. And I have three very important points, if I could please say them. First of all, I agree. The Bible says stand up for righteousness, stand against evil. But we have to remember, you know, when people's lives are at stake, they need to receive the gospel. They need to believe in Jesus Christ, because if they don't believe in him and they die, they're going to go to hell for eternity. Jesus is the only way to heaven because he never sinned, and we all sin. So second of all, I think a great idea we can all do is get together and protest outside of the TV news stations and protest that we want the truth, because that is what is deceiving most people right now. And if they got the truth, then everything could change. The fake terrorist attacks can't work. And we need that. We deserve the truth. It's evil that they're lying to us. And the last thing is those people in the FEMA camps that we saw on your show with the governor of Ventura, who are those kids in the FEMA camps? Can we investigate that? Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Go ahead.
Sorry, so that was three very fast points, but we saw those kids in the FEMA camps behind the gates. Who are people? There's people in FEMA camps right now. What's going on? Who are they?
Okay, well, we've explained that. It's covered. We've done many shows. That footage is from yours truly. My crew shot that. And we explain it. If you listen on the show, they take the children of immigrants who are citizens themselves and they lock them up in those camps. And under the congressional hearings, they admit that they build the camps in the name of immigrants, but that they're also for citizens. So they're set up for entire families. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Pat in Texas. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hi, I've got a couple of points. First of all, a friend of mine had a dream of 911 before it happened, but she didn't pursue it at all. She saw the buildings, planes, everything. And she's had a dream of a woman, a white American-like woman with a suit on and a baby doll in its arms, in her arms. And before she got onto the plane, she threw the baby doll down, jumped on, and blew up. And I'm wondering, are they X-raying babies? And, How do you know that they don't and they let a baby dog go through? And a second point I want to say is I want to take up for Perry because I know Air Perry sometimes gets on our nerves. But you know what? Abortion is the number one issue in America today. I hate to tell you that, but I watched it. I told them when Kay Bailey Hutchinson voted for cloture and was essentially voting for the healthcare bill and paying for abortion, I said, it's going to freeze over. And it froze over here. Everything was white. The air was white. I'm telling you, everything.
Well, listen, Pat, we're almost out of time. I appreciate your call. Look, I want to get Bob's final comment here. Because, look, I don't go off of dreams here on the show. But, yes, they have been advertising white Al-Qaeda because they really don't like the fact that the public goes, wait a minute, you say Muslims did it or foreigners did it, but citizens are the people being harassed. So they want to hype up that, oh, the white bread people, they're behind it, and, you know, black folks, they're behind it, and all these other – everybody's a terrorist. And, yes, they do X-ray baby dolls. They X-ray everything. Bob Chapman, your comments.
Covered it. I think that we have to deal with the absolute realities, and that's what we're doing on this show. And the other things are very peripheral.
By the way, they just gave me a Helium article here. It says the chance of dying in a terror attack in the United States is greater than winning the Powerball twice in a row. I don't know if that's true, but I do know it's one of the lowest statistical chances you've got to die. I do know you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning. Let's put up what Helium says. It says, but it is likely as winning the Powerball twice in a row, terrorist attacks will kill fewer people than, among other things, heart disease, cancer, car accidents, suicide, complications due to surgery, at least in America. Well, I agree with that. I mean, it's just a hyped up, made up thing, Bob.
Well, it's a repetition of a form of brainwashing. And the American people, unfortunately, have bought it. And the catalyst, of course, was 9/11. And in this last 10 years.
That was trauma-based mind control. They took that event and then tried to sell us on the new way through that.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. And you can't let them suck you into the vortex. Stop watching the crummy TV programs and spend your time listening to things like Alex has to say and supporting them. We've got to reach people all over the world. Yes, we're worried about Americans because we're Americans. But there's more people that need help as well. And that radiation over the airways has got to go out.
Well, we're all in this together. And this is a global government. It's a new world order we're fighting. Folks, you can call 800-686-2237. Get a free copy of the International Forecaster. Bob, we will see you again, Lord willing. I guess we won't see you again. It'll be a rebroadcast next Friday. I'm taking off and we'll have you take off for Thanksgiving. But we'll see you then in 2 weeks, my friend.
Okay, thank you, and thank you all for listening.
And as things break or unfold, Bob, I'm sure can pop in on another day. God bless you, Bob. Really appreciate you. Folks, get that Jesse Ventura story at InfoWars.com. It's hot.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.